what teams are you going to interview with, and are the Miami Dolphins among those teams?
I interviewed with the Miami Dolphins last night. I have nine today and nine tomorrow. I haven't met with them yet. I'm not sure exactly when, if it's tomorrow or the day after.
Georgia running back Todd Gurley, podium C. Georgia running back Todd Gurley, podium C.
Can you talk about how your one cut, be gone type of ability, how that matches up to a zone scheme?
It matches up with a zone scheme because everyone's flowing. If you see a seam, you want to hit it as fast as you can and run. I think they're on the list of teams to meet with. I haven't met with them yet.
What about the Lions?
I also think the Lions are one. Haven't met with them yet.
Do you see yourself as a lead back and three down back?
Yes, sir.
Gus Johnson, team of one. Gus Johnson, team of one.
It's not my job to tell you what I think about what other people say. It's, my only thing is come in and show what I can do and how I can perform. I think being a receiver out of the backfield is the main one, just being able to mismatch the linebacker. I'm going to catch the ball very well.
What do you feel is pass protection?
My pass protection, I think I have the willingness to block, to take one for the quarterback and make sure the quarterback doesn't get touched. I think with the right technique and the right coaching staff and teaching me their way of doing it, I don't think I have a problem doing it.
Do you feel like you're a more willing physical runner?
I haven't met the Patriots. I think they're on my list. Haven't met with them yet.
Duke, how closely you got to watch the Super Bowl, I'm wondering what you think of Shane Reed and his skill set.
I like it. It's something that kind of looks like what I do. Just the way he comes out the backfield, creating mismatches with the linebackers. He caught a lot of passes that night to help them win.
Is that a role that you feel like you could maybe fill in?
Yeah, that's a role I feel like I can do and also actually line up at receiving my routes.
Do you feel like you're more physical back than people give you credit for, the ability to break tackles
and things
like that?
I think I am. I think at the end of the day, if it's short yards and I need to get it, I think there's nothing for me to go and get it.
Are you going to be performing or doing everything here at the time?
I won't bench. Everything else I would do. Not really sure. Hoping low 4.4s.
Did you meet with the Giants?
Did I meet with them?
Yeah,
no, sir. They're probably on my list, yes.
What's it like running behind Eric Flowers?
I love running behind Eric Flowers. I've been running behind him since my senior year in high school, and every time I run behind him, I'm very successful.
He just wrapped out 37.
I heard, I was very proud of him. I actually seen him when he came back from doing it, and he was happy about it. So I think that's a good number for him.
Where does he rank on the mean meter, 1 to 10, how mean he plays out on the field, Eric Flowers?
10.
Straight 10.
10.
With all the guys Miami had as part of the combine, how do you explain a team that only went 6-7 last year?
I explain it by saying that it's the little things. A lot of things that you don't do, that you think, that you just take for granted, as a team, it shows up in the game. I can't. Oh, it's unfair. It's not fair at all. Because at the end of the day, he's going to take the blame because he's the head coach, but it's not him. We talk. They come out. We work out together. It's all love, all brotherhood when you come out there.
Is there a certain trait or thing about a UM back? I mean, you guys seem a little bit different, but is there speed, determination, is God-given ability, anything about the
group? I think it's a mixture of all of them because all of us have something different we bring to the table. All of us are different kinds of backs. And I think we just play with a chip on our shoulder. LeSean McCoy.
What do you see in him that you think you can bring?
His quickness, his burst, his ability to make people miss the open field, his receiving out of the backfield.
Is the combine pressure to you, whether you're running a 40
start talking to coaches, or are you pretty relaxed and pretty cool about this whole process?
I'm pretty relaxed. I don't think it's no added pressure. It's something I've been doing my whole life. I'm kind of used to it by now.
It's tough because it's a deep draft for running backs, so you know, there's just a lot of competition out there.
No, sir. I just, whoever draft me will get a great player and they won't regret it.
Dude, what's up with the Band-Aid? What happened?
It's not a Band-Aid. It's an eye patch for one of my former teammates' mother, who's a two-time breast cancer survivor. I'm wearing it for her and everyone else who's fighting it or surviving it. I think that's God-given.
Luke, is that for Feliciano's mom? Feliciano's mom?
She's one of them, but also AJ Hassan's mother.
All right, guys, thank you.